Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. The Goose Island Shoreline Stabilization and Marsh Restoration Project is mitigating damage from wind and wave erosion.
The first step that we completed was in 2005, and that was constructing the offshore breakwater.
Kay Jenkins is project manager. The breakwater is designed to protect the mile-long southern shoreline of Goose Island from erosion due to wave action. And later this year, phase two begins.
What we want to do to restore some of the marsh that we've lost is dredge two of the nearby boat channels that are near the park. We're going to use that dredge material beneficially and place it in these 24 acres of marsh creation site.
If all goes as planned, next summer the public gets a chance to help restore marsh habitat.
Texas Parks and Wildlife and its volunteers and partners can go out there and transplant marsh plants from our existing marsh into the new marsh to help it stabilize quicker. I think this is where we're going to get a lot of the community familiar with the project and supporting the project, because they all get to come out and actually be a part of restoring that habitat.
That's our show for today, with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for wetland conservation through the Private Lands Enhancement Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.